Dr. Google can't fix your knee. The Joint Relief Institute can. Fast joint pain relief, covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
It's Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN. I'm Steve Bertrand. All right, in the next few years, two women will earn a college degree for every one man. That's if the trend continues. The latest numbers coming out show that at the close of the 2021 academic year, women made up 59.5% of the college students, men at 40.5%, and that gap continues to grow. To help us understand that, Douglas Shapiro joins us. He's the executive director of the Research Center at the National Student Clearinghouse. Douglas, welcome.
Thank you.
And welcome back to Chicago, I guess, right?
Yes, I was an undergraduate there myself I won't say how many years ago.
Well, what is it that's going on here?
Well, you know, this is really part of a very long-term trend. Women have been growing as a share of college students for decades. They were 40% back in 1970, and they've been kind of in the upper 50s for most of this last decade. But they took another nudge up this year, particularly with some of the declines that happened due to the pandemic. And those declines, for some reasons, mostly affected men.
I think the statistic I saw was 70% of the declines were men. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Why is that, Douglas?
Well, there's a number of reasons. So first off, you have to understand that most of the declines in last year happened at community colleges, and mostly among low-income and minority students, Black, Hispanic, and Native Americans in particular. They fell more than the gap, that their rate of decline was 10 percentage points higher than women's. Mm. At community colleges. And, you know, I think you have to realize that many women during the pandemic suddenly found themselves at home, particularly in low wage and low income families, caring for children or older family members, and often including managing online schooling for kids. So if they weren't working remotely themselves, they likely had opportunities to continue part-time study in community colleges. And if they were out of work, like we typically see in a recession, they had a real incentive to pick up community college courses in order to increase their employability, their skill level, to be hopefully eligible for an even better job once the economy recovered.
Douglas Shapiro is the executive director of research at the National Student Clearinghouse. Another number that jumped out at me, or statistic, if you will, enrollment rates for poor and working class white men are lower than those of young Black, Latino, and Asian men from the same economic backgrounds. So the poorer white men are least likely to go to college when you look at the variety of races. I'm just wondering what that means. I mean, is it important? Is it a concern?
Well, I don't think it's a concern. I think it's more of a reaction to some troubling facts about the labor market. I think that if you look at the earnings, the wage gap between white men and minority men, even in the same skill levels, mm-hmm. it's much easier for white men in many cases to feel that they can get by without any college credentials, that they can make a decent living with just a high school diploma. I think for Black and Hispanic men, on the other hand, there's much more of an incentive to try to make up some of that wage gap by qualifying for a more skilled job.
You know, I've read from social scientists who say that their concern is that you've got this growingly disgruntled class of poor white men that might lead to social unrest in the future, or at any rate, some sort of socioeconomical changes there. I mean, do you see anything like that?
Well, we certainly don't see that in our data. No. I mean, it's hard to identify those kinds of trends.
Okay, we're talking to Douglas Shapiro from the National Student Clearinghouse. It's kind of an odd thing because white men were the overwhelmingly predominant, right, in college institutions until the 70s and 80s, as you pointed out. So to feel as if they need some sort of outreach seems counterintuitive, and yet there are schools who are reaching out, right, trying to build their population of male students.
Well, don't get me wrong. I mean, there are still plenty of white men in college,
sure,
and they still are relatively advantaged in the labor force. So, again, they may not see as much of a need to go to college as, say, you know, and this, I think the same thing happens with, in comparison to women. Women, even with the same, in the same kinds of jobs, typically earn less than men unless they have more education and more credentials. So at almost every stage of the higher education ladder, you find that the average earnings for men of, at a given, say, a given degree level are about the same as those for women with one higher level of degree. So women almost have to have more education and more qualifications in order to keep up with the advantage that men have in terms of earnings in the labor force, even in the same jobs.
Douglas Shapiro, the Executive Director of Research, National Student Clearinghouse. It was a fascinating conversation. I appreciate your time today, Douglas. Thanks very much.
Thanks for having me.
You bet. It's Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN. We're going to head into the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom coming up.